Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Hamochet Perot Lachaverov. Somebody sells produce to his friend, and they didn't discuss what the point of that produce was. Either it could be for eating, let's say he sold him seeds that are edible, but also are plantable. So maybe the purpose behind those seeds was he sold them to be eaten by the customer, or maybe they were for sprouting. Maybe he wanted to have them planted and have them grow as seeds. Velo simehu, and the buyer took that produce, the seeds, and he planted them, but they didn't sprout. They didn't give off anything. They were defective. Va'afilu zera pishtan, even if the produce that was being sold was flax seeds. Flax seeds are normally planted. They're not usually eaten, even though on a minimal level they're eaten. We say, eno hayav be'ahrayutan. The seller is not responsible to pay back for the produce. He can always claim that he sold them to be food, not for planting, even though you have an extreme case of flax seeds, where the majority of the time they're used for planting and they still didn't work when they were planted. The buyer, the seller could claim that he sold them for the purposes of eating, even though that's not usually done. We have a rule when it comes to money. We don't follow the majority to remove money from someone's possession. And holchin b'mamon ahad harov. So even though the majority of flax is purchased for planting, the seller could claim that in this unique circumstance, he had in mind that it was for eating. And that's why the terms between the buyer and the seller should be very clear when the sale is happening. That's talking about a type of produce that is interchangeable. It could be used for planting and it could be used for eating. But if there was a type of produce that was used just for planting and it was defective and it didn't grow when the buyer planted them, the implications of the first part of the Mishnah would be that the buyer is obligated to receive a refund. And we'll say that straight up. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, zir'one gina she'enan ne'echalin hayav be'ahrayutan. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, if the buyer bought garden seeds, which are never edible, like let's say cabbage seeds or leek seeds, never edible. They're meant purely for planting, and he planted them and they never sprouted. They didn't grow anything from them. We say then the seller is obligated to pay back the buyer because it's obvious in this case that they were bought for planting, and therefore the wholesale is a mekach ta'ut. These seeds were defective. This is only talking about where it's clear that the sprouting didn't happen because these seeds were defective, not because of the negligence of the buyer to plant them properly and to water them and to care for them. There's no machlok in Mishnah, just that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is expounding on the view of Tana Kama. The first part of the Mishnah was talking about a case where the seeds were interchangeable. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about where the seeds had one purpose and therefore they didn't fulfill their purpose, and therefore the buyer is obligated to receive a refund.